We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov b'Pirchos Elio. We increase Perek Dalad Mishnah. This Mishnah we should know already. This is the classic example of where one brings an Asham Tali. Safek Achal Chelev, Safek Lo Achal. A person has a case where it has a Safek, a doubt as to whether he ate Chelev or not. Chelev is the forbidden fat from different parts of the back of the animal for which a person is Chayiv Kares, the Mazin, and Meshogi is Chayiv Korban Chatas. He has a Safek whether he ate it or not. Or let's say he knows he ate chalev, but suffik yeshbo kashir, suffik sheinbo. But is it suffik whether he ate a kazayas of it, for which you'd be chayv to bring a korban chatas, or maybe he didn't eat a kazayas of it? Or chalev, so now the Mishnah explains what the case is. Chalev v'shuman lefanav. This is the case of the suffik chalev. He has a piece of chalev in front of him and a piece of shuman. They look the same, but one is has an ister kares and one is permitted to eat. May not be healthy, but it's a mutter to eat. Achal es echad mehen, vein gadua eza mehen achal. And he ate one of them, either the chalev or the shuman. He just doesn't know which one he ate. Or another example, where we have a suffek korban chatas, where he's going to have to bring an asham tali, ishto v'achoso imo v'abayis, his wife and his sister are both with him in the house. Shogag ba'achas behen, then yadu abeza mehem shogag. Bishogig had relations with one of them, he's not sure. Is it his wife, who's completely permitted to him, or is it his sister, which is an Isser Karetz? So that's a suffig, whether he's chayv, certainly shogig, but suffig, whether he's chayv or korban chatos at all. Shabbos v'yom chol, let's say as a suffig, whether he's not. This is the suffix, whether it's Shabbos or it's a weekday. And he did malacha on one of them. I know I cooked. I woke up in the morning, wasn't paying attention. I know I cooked. I don't remember, was that Shabbos or was that a weekday? So in all of these cases, maybe Asham Tolui, these are examples of suffix, Karban Chatas, where he brings in Asham Tolui. Now the Gemara wants to know, why did the Mishnah give the example? He has a suffek, he has a shuman in front of him and chelev in front of him, and he ate one of them, he's not sure what he ate. What about if he had a piece of fat, and there was one piece of fat in front of him, and he's not sure that may have been chelev, that may have been shuman. So the Gemara says that is not the example of the Mishnah. It's only he has two chatichos, one chelev, one shuman, he ate one of them, he's not sure what he ate, there he's chayv and ashram tali. One piece, suffek, whether that piece was chelev or shuman, and he's not chayv, a karban, ashram tali in such a case. And the Gemara gives, there are three reasons why that's true. Number one, in the parsha of ashram tali, the Torah says, Vayikra hey perik pasuk yud zayin vim nefesh ki secheta v'asasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo teyasena v'lo yada, and he doesn't know v'ashem v'nasa avono. So here the word mitzvos is written without a vav, and therefore could be read as mitzvahs. But nonetheless, because we hold what's called yesh aim lemikra, there's greater primacy and strength to the way a word is read and not the way it's written. Therefore, and that has broad applications. So therefore, we view this word, although there's only one vav, as if it wrote mitzvos. And therefore, mitzvos tells me plural. So when we speak about a case where a person may have violated one of the mitzvos, we're speaking about two chatichos, two things in front of him, and not one. So one is maybe based on a pasuk. Another reason why we know the case has to be where it's chelev and shuman, or ishto v'achoso imo babayis, and it's not whether he had relations with, there was only one woman there, and he's not sure whether that was his, it was bishogig, wasn't sure it was his wife or his sister. Why are these the cases? So number two is because when you have two chatichos, you have the chelev and the shuman, it's possible to be mevarer, it's possible to then clarify which was the usher one with the piece that remains. If you only have one piece in front of you and now you ate it, so now when you digest it and now it's gone. So now you'll never know whether you can do whatever you like. You're not going to know, you can't clarify now what that was because it's gone. But if you had two pieces in front of you, you're not sure what you ate. So then we can look at the other other one and try to identify, oh, that was Shuman, I guess you had Chalef. So because of that, the case of Asham Tali is only where we have the ability to be Mevarer afterwards and then potentially bring a Korban Chatas. If it's only one piece, whether it was Chalef or Shuman, and that's gone already, so there's no way to be Mevarer to clarify anything, and therefore you don't bring an Asham Tali. Asham Tali, the goal is to protect you to the point where you can clarify things and potentially bring a Korban Chatas or not. And number three, why we know the case must be two chatichos, is because we need an iser kavua, which is what where we know one of them is a davar aser. As opposed to one piece, there's no iser kavua at all, because it's possible that one of them was heter. So that's a third possibility as to a third reason why we bring an Asham Tali only where there are two chatichos. Number one, mitzvos, plural. Number two, efshar levarish, to be able to clarify matters with the remaining piece. And number three, I need an isser kavua where there definitely was something usher here as opposed to where there may have not have been anything usher in front of me at all. And there are nafkaminas between these reasons. There are practical applications. Take them for example. Let's say the two pieces in front of you. One of them was where with one is Chalef, one is Shuman, one was the Kezias, and one was only half the Kezias. And what did you do? And you ate the one that was the size of the Kezias. You just don't know, was that Shuman? Or was that Chalef? So according to the second reason where you can be Mevarer, the reason why we need two pieces to be Mevarer. So in such a case, I can be mevarer because I have a piece that's going to be left. But according to the other reason, let's say mitzvos, this is not two pieces. This is two pieces that are in front of you. This is not mitzvos, two chatichos. One end is less than a kezias. The one that's less than a kezias is meaningless. Or is there an iser kavua? That was the third reason. Is there an iser kavua? No, there's no iser kavua in front of me because the one that's half a kezias may not be chalef. And therefore, there's the one that's the kezias rather may not be chalef. And therefore, there's no iser kavua at all. Or take the following. Let's say you have two pieces in front of you, one Chalef, one Shuman, and they're both the size of a Kezias, but a non-Jew came and ate one of them. And then a Jew came and ate the other one, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So only according to the last reason, where we say the Isser needs to be Kavua, what we say is Chayv and Asham Tali, because indeed there was an Isser Kavua there. But according to the other reasons, I don't have mitzvos in front of me, because at the time that he did the Achila, he didn't have both in front of him. And number two, he can't be Mevarer, can't come and clarify, because that piece is gone. So we see why the rationale would be important to know why there's a need for two chatichos. Dalad Mishnah base. Kishem Shim Achal Chalev Chalev Behelem Echad Eno Chayv Ela Chatas Achas. Just like we learned this already in Paragimel Mishnah base. Just like if you ate two pieces of Chalev in one state of unawareness, you chayv only one carbon chatas. Kach alo hodash shelohen eno mevi ela asham echad. So the same thing would be true if you have a case of a suffik where you had several chatichos pieces of chalev and shuman in front of you, and you ate two, and you thought they were shuman, and then you found out that there was a suffik. So although you ate two pieces, and it's possible that each one was chalev, or possible each one was shuman, you're not sure. Eino mevi el Hashem echad. You only chayev for one Hashem because you didn't become aware between the two achilos that you ate a suffek chalef, and therefore you only chayev one Hashem tali. The same way when it comes to a piece of chalef, if there's no hoda elav between one and the other, you didn't become aware that you did something wrong in between. So then it's all one karban chatas. Here it's all one Hashem echad. But if between the first achila and the second one, you found out that, I may have eaten a suffek chalef, and then he eats another one, and then, I may have eaten a suffek chalef. So then, k'shem shu mevi chatas al kolech v'echad, same way, if you had such an idea in a case where you ate, when you know you ate two pieces of chalef, you'd be chayav Two carbonos chatas, because you were no doubt it was a yediyah bein tayim. There was an awareness in between to split the two. Kachu maybe asham tadai kol echad echad. Same thing here, because he had yediyah in between. You'd be chayv two carbonos asham. Kishem sheim achal chayle v'dam noser pigul behelam echad chayv kol echad ve'echad. Kach aloho dal shalohen maybe asham tadai kol echad ve'echad. Same thing in another comparison to the case of chatas. Person eats chalef and dam, blood, noser, pigul, and these are all chiyuvei kares and b'shogeg chiyuvei chatas, and he ate them all in one state of unawareness. Didn't become aware of any of them in between. It doesn't matter. Since they're all separate, completely separate isurim, he's chayv karban chatas for each and every one. The same thing would be true on lo hodash shalahem, in a case where there's a suffek whether you ate chalef. So then, even though it's all one helam, one state of unawareness, and it was a suffek, the halacha is that you chayav maybe asham talo al kol echad ve'echad because they're separate isurim. Chaylev v'noser lefanav. How about you have the following? You have chaylev, which is an isur kares, and noser in front of you. Achal echad mehem, you ate one of them bishogeg. You why? Because you thought one of them was permitted. Let's say they're both fat, so noser could be fat too. So they look the same. You thought one that you ate was the shuman was shuman. It was shuman of heter. The ein yadua eze mehen achal. But you're not sure though which one you ate. So here, you thought you weren't sure you were doing anything wrong. You had chaylev v'noser in front of you. Ate one of them b'shogeg, you thought it was shuman shel heter. Now, in the end of the day, no matter which one you ate, whether it was chaylev v'noser, you chayv karban chatas. So the only thing is, you don't know which one you ate. You know you ate one of them, you thought you were allowed to eat them, and you found out, oh, no, by the way, the two things in front of you were both osur. One was chaylev, one was noser. But you just don't know which one it was. Or ishto nidav achos o ime babayis. Or person's wife, who's a nida, who's also osur to him at that point, and his sister are together in the house. Shaga v'achas meheni shabishogeg, he had relations with one of them. Then you'll do a Bezem Shogak. He just doesn't know. He has a suffix. But either way, there's a carbon chatas for each of them. He's just not sure, what is it, his wife who was an Edo, or is it his sister? Or Shabbos v'Yom HaKippurim, that fell, well, let's say, one after the other. V'asa malacha bein ashmashos. He did malacha in twilight, bein ashmashos. So with our calendar, Shabbos and Yom Kippur cannot fall one out. Yom Kippur is not going to fall out on a Friday. It's not going to fall out on a Sunday. But in the past, it could have. So here, he did malacha bein ashmashos. So either way, whether that bein ashmashos, that twilight, is Shabbos or it's Yom Kippur, either way, he did a malacha. It's not allowed. And it's an Isra Karis. Then Yodua Beis Mehem Asa. He's not sure though, was it Shabbos or Yom Kippur? Either way, he should be Chayev Karban Chatas. In all of these cases, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Eliezer is Mechayev Yehu Chatas because he's Vadai, he sinned. Whether it was Chaylev or no, sir, whether he had relations with his sister or his wife who was in need, or whether he did Malach on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, either way, it's Chayev Karban Chatas. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Yepater, you know why? Because the Pasuk says in Mayikra Dalet, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Oh, Huda Elov Chataso Asher Chataba. That extra phrase, Asher Chataba, is there to teach you, Achi Vadalo B'machata. You have to know, in order to be Chayav, a carbon chatas, you have to know what it is that you did wrong. I need to know whether the Aver was eating Chalev or eating Noser. It was a Vadaver of Nida or living with one sister. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the phrase Asher Chataba? So he also learned something from there. But not that you need to know what Aveira you did. If you know you did an Aveira, whether it's Noser or Chaylev, it doesn't matter. You have a common contest. Asher Chataba is there to exclude someone who is Misasek. A Misasek is one of those categories in Hilchos Shabbos where you're not chayav even a carbon chatas. What's the example? So the Gemara has a machlok, it's a bayin rava, what exactly you did wrong. Let's say one possibility is you're putting your hand down and you realize there's something you want to pick up. Let's say there's a spoon on the grass outside. You went down to pick up the spoon, you ended up pulling out grass. Or let's say there was something on the ground that was detached, a flower that was already detached before Shabbos. You want to pick that up and you end up plucking out a flower. Either that's a machlokes, which one of those is considered misasek, but nonetheless, what misasek means, I am misasek, I am busy trying to pick up a flower that's not attached, and I ended up picking up another one. I was busy trying to pick up a knife, a spoon, and I ended up pulling out grass. So that's what we call misasek. There's no kavana whatsoever to do malacha. You're not chayv korban chatas. That's what Rabbi Eliezer used with the phrase asher chataba. Chadava means you're going to be putter for misasek. But if you did an avera, we know you did an avera, even though you may not know which avera you did, Rabbi Eliezer says you're going to be chayv, and as we said, Rabbi Yeshua says you're putter. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo nechleku. So Rabbi Yossi comes to qualify this machlokas, becomes very clear to us regarding this Shabbos Yom Kippur case. Lo nechleku ala ose malacha ben hashmashos shehu putter. So he says, now actually, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua do not argue on someone who did malacha ben hashmashos between Shabbos and Yom Kippur that he's pater for Bekarmel Chatas. Meaning, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you're pater for Bekarmel Chatas if you did it ben hashmashos. Sha'ani Omer, you know why? Because I hold, says Rabbi Yossi, miktas malacha asa mehayom umiktasa lemachar. If you did part of a malacha today, a part tomorrow, if you did half the shear of the malacha, half the amount of the malacha on Shabbos, and the other half on Yom Kippur, or vice versa, you're not going to be chayv. That's a chasi shear. Aval manech leku, where's the machlokes? Ala ose b'soch hayom, ve'en yadua im b'shabbos asav im yom ha-kippurim asa. So I disagree with the Tanakhama. That case of Ben Hashmashos, you're not going to be Chayv Kama Chatas. That's a half a shear today, half a shear tomorrow. Ben Hashmashos is partly Yom Kippur, partly Shabbos. That means you do half the malacha on one, half the malacha on another. That's not going to work. The case is, where's the Safek? Where the machlokis is, where Rabbi Yehoshua says Yechayv Kama Chatas, Rabbi Yehoshua says Yepater. That's where in Bishabbos Asav Yom Kippur Masa, he has a Safek whether it was done on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, it's during the daytime. Just the Ein Yadua in Bishabbos of Yom Kippur Masa. Oh, Al Ha'ose, the Ein Yadua me Ein Eza Malacha. So let's say he knows he did a malacha, but he doesn't know what malacha it was. Is it? Did he plow? Did he plant? Did he harvest? Did he cook? Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, because he vaday did an avera. Because I know either was Shabbos or is Yom Kippur. It's not Ben Hashmashos, but it's either Shabbos or Yom Kippur, just doesn't know what it was, Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Or he knows he did a malacha, he doesn't know, did he plow or did he plant? That's where Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev, Rabbi Yeshua Poter from Asher Chataba. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda says, Potro haya Rabbi Yehoshua af me'asham tali. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, Rabbi Yehoshua would not only exempt from Rekaman Chatas in these circumstances, but if there were a suffix in these situations, he would say, you potter from an asham tali. Because by asham tali, it says, then nefesh, ki secheta velo yada. That excludes, the phrase ki secheta excludes someone who knew that he sinned, but he doesn't know the specific sin, then that's not ki yecheta, and Rabbi Yeshua would be patter you from an asham tali as well.